Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm Andrew McDermott, and this is Tea in a Blether. A shorter episode of the podcast that finds me sitting down to a hot cup of tea with someone special. On this first outing, I'm sitting with none other than my amazing wife, Amy.
Hello, everyone.
Back in 2010, I had the opportunity to introduce my wife to my homeland of Scotland. We'll chat about a few of the highlights of our trip and share a few lovely songs with you, like this one from the Tom Orr Band. Let's continue listening to Thunderstruck. Honey, can you pass me another biscuit?
Why, sure.
The mission of Simply Scottish is to build an educated, passionate community of Scotland lovers around the world that is dedicated to promoting Scotland's interests and living out the Scottish qualities of friendship, perseverance, and industry. You can join our community on Facebook and Twitter, where you can stay up to date on new episodes, chances to win Scottish music, and more. Drop me a quick line to let us know you're listening at andrew@simplyscottish.com. You could also email my wife if you have a question or a comment for her. She's at amy@simplyscottish.com. Is that okay, honey? Can they email you?
That's fine.
You might not get back to them with the the kids for a little bit, but...
Around midnight our time, probably, yeah.
There you go. Well, speaking of midnight, we are sitting in our home in the Seattle area of Washington State, and it's about 11 o'clock at night. Our kids are asleep, and my dad, who lives with us, is also asleep. And the dog is sitting in the corner and looks quite comfortable herself.
I'm sure the cat is curled up on our bed.
Yeah, I did let her in. So we finally have a few minutes together, and we thought we'd share them with you. You know, our life as parents has gotten really, really busy over the last handful of years.
It certainly has.
I started this show as a podcast in 2011. And for those who have been following it for a while, you'll notice that there was an episode coming out every week. and I was slaving away on them to make them really good. And I had my daughter Caledonia at that time. And then my wife and I had two more daughters. And you can tell that the frequency of episodes just dropped.
Yeah, especially after Narelle. After the third daughter, that's it.
Yeah. She did
it was like a whole year before you got something out almost.
Yeah. And my dad, you know, he's in a wheelchair now and has some medical issues. And we brought him to live with us a couple of years back. And that's hard work, too, being a carer on both ends of the spectrum. I think they call that the sandwich generation.
Yeah, they do.
Where you're helping someone really young and also someone old.
Yes. At times, we're doing story time with Granddad and our 3 and 5-year-old daughters, Isla and Narelle.
Yeah, yeah, it's an interesting time. It's special.
Yeah,
you know, we get to give the grandkids time with Granddad, but it's hard work.
It is hard work, but it's definitely well worth it. I love kind of the intergenerational experience for our kids. The girls help with Granddad, they'll go in and play games with him or bring him meals. And it's good that all generations interact with each other.
Yeah.
I think it's something we've lost a lot in society.
It takes a village. And that's really how we learn. You know,
yeah.
We learn from the young and the old. Sure, we can crack open a book, but we learn from the people around us.
And interaction with each other.
And older folks have a wealth of experience and things to share with us that you can't read in any book.
Sometimes the same story multiple times.
Yes, we do get that now and then.
All right.
Well, you know, time passes quickly. As I said, I used to do the show more often, once a week. And it's sort of a passion of mine. You know, I don't get paid for it. In fact, I have to pay to keep it up online. But it's a passion, and I enjoy sharing my homeland with others. I just don't get to do it so often. But right now I'm trying to get down to maybe putting something out once a month, and we'll see how that goes.
I'll hold you to it.
Thanks, honey. Well, back in 2010, my wife and I got the chance to allow me to have a homecoming. You know, I came to America, or we came, my mother and father and my sister came to America in 1990 to live after spending a year in Minneapolis, Minnesota for my mother's teaching exchange a few years before that. But we came to live. We brought all our suitcases and we plopped down in South Texas.
Plopped. Sorry.
We plopped down in South Texas and began a life here. That was in 1990. So
wow.
It had been, well, a while. I went back to Scotland in 97 and 98, got the chance to be with family and get back there. But it had been quite a while. And then my wife and I got married in 2008. And we thought, hey, it's time to get back to Scotland and introduce you to the homeland.
Yes, I had never been to Europe, so it was quite an adventure for me. That's just our speaker, don't mind that.
Yeah, you'd never really been out the country on a transatlantic flight.
Not across the ocean.
Yeah.
No, Canada and Mexico, that's about it.
And we worked it out to where we had 12 hours in the wonderful city of Paris.
That was an experience. Well, we can blether about that with some tea another episode, maybe.
Yeah. But it was great. I got to show you my hometown, of Edinburgh, and just all my old haunts. What really made it special was I got in touch with Historic Scotland. They're now known as Historic Environment Scotland. I got in touch with that organization and told them what I was doing over here. Simply Scottish used to be a radio show, and told them I was launching as a podcast and would love to have access to some of the historic buildings and properties in Scotland, get interviews with staff and get some private tours just to really delve into Scotland's history. And they were open to the idea. They gave me a bunch of books. They met us at several of the properties and arranged these tours, and it was amazing.
It was absolutely fabulous. Yes.
It was amazing. Today we're going to share with you a couple of places that we visited and just some thoughts on that. One of the places that we visited that made an impact on us was Melrose Abbey. It's still considered one of the most magnificent examples of medieval church architecture anywhere in the British Isles. A little bit of history for those who don't know about it. David I founded Melrose Abbey, the first Cistercian monastery in Scotland, in 1136.
Wow.
Monastic life continued at Melrose for the next 450 years, and the last monk, John Watson, died around 1590. So the crumbling Abbey Church was used as a local parish church until a new kirk was built nearby in 1810.
Melrose Abbey is just extraordinarily beautiful. The architecture is gorgeous. One of my favorite things was the gargoyles. They were quite hilarious. There's a pig, I believe, that kind of is playing bagpipes, and there is a cook with a soup spoon, and just all sorts of other fun carvings. Some that are a little bit scary, maybe, but it is a fun place to even probably take kids. I would love to take our girls there and kind of do a scavenger hunt of gargoyles. But the grounds are just amazing. There's gardens nearby. The town of Melrose is just charming, and we stayed in quite a lovely little place. I don't remember the name, but
it was on the high street.
Yeah, it was on the high street, and they had a fabulous traditional Scottish breakfast, which was yummy. I had never experienced one in Scotland.
Yeah, you can't beat a full Scottish breakfast with black and white pudding and tomatoes and rashers of bacon. Don't get me started.
He's drooling right now.
But yeah, it's a charming town. It's a beautiful ruins that still feels like a holy place. And there's actually a special heart buried there, isn't there?
There is a very special heart buried there.
Yeah, Robert the Bruce. His heart was put in a small casket and buried at the Abbey. It was actually discovered in the 20s, I believe, and then they reburied it in a larger casket. And in the 90s, they came across it again as they were digging in certain portions of the site. And
oh, look, a heart. I mean,
yeah, they used special technology to poke into it with a fiber optic light just so they didn't destroy anything. But they found it, you know, made a big to-do about it and reburied it. So
incredible.
You know, Bruce stands tall in Scottish history.
Yes.
For the things that he did to preserve Scotland as a nation in some of its troubled years and decades.
His heart for his people.
And he had a heart for his people, and so it's only right that the heart gets kept in a special place. So that was cool.
That was cool.
I remember an expert, an historian, took me around the grounds and mm-hmm. was able to explain, you know, what they did on site, these monks, and how they made it their home, and some of the history behind the amazing building. It was a great interview, as I recall.
Yeah, just one of the most gorgeous abbeys that I experienced and saw when I visited. I long to see it again.
Well, speaking of Bruce, you may have heard her music in the Netflix film Outlaw King. Mm. She's a mainstay at Scottish and Celtic music events in recent years. We're going to play a song for you now called Donald Gorm's Lullaby. It's by a lady named Kim Carney. And it's a traditional Gaelic walking song, and it's quite lovely.
It's very lovely. Enjoy. Na eid na reiltin, an a leave oh ho, na eid na reiltin, an a leave oh he na thich mach morise, an a leave oh ho, na thich mach morise, an a leave oh he, an a leave oh he. Fool a neke, an a leave oh ho, fool a neke, an a leave. He na jay and long it, and I leave oh, na jay and long it, and I leave oh, he and I leave oh, he. Long Maurice, and I leave oh, long Maurice, and I leave oh, he long in your land, and I leave oh, long in your land, and I leave oh.
Welcome back to Tea in a Blether, presented by Simply Scottish. That song was called Donald Gorm's Lullaby.
Beautiful.
By Kim Carney. Yes. We are spoiled for choice with Scottish music, you know. I'm connected to a website called Folk Waves, which actually makes available all these pieces of music to broadcasters such as myself, who can take it and play it and give it some airtime. So there's a lot of great music coming out of Scotland. Many artists are in the Scottish tradition, but they're adding their own unique flair and modern twists to it. So good stuff.
I had a fun time picking out songs.
Yeah, thanks for your help with that.
Yeah.
We are talking today about our trip back to Scotland in 2010.
Oh, so long ago.
I know, another decade has
passed. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago. That's what kids do to you.
I know.
I know. You blink your eyes and bam, you're 40.
Yeah, what is it they say? Long days but short years, you know.
Yeah, extremely long days.
Those days with kids can be long, but before you know it, years have passed. But anyway, 10 years ago, we took this trip to Scotland. I introduced my wife to my homeland, which was really special, and we got to spend 2 weeks just touring the country, discovering for the first time. We've talked about Melrose Abbey before the break there. And another highlight for us was Edinburgh Castle.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen Edinburgh Castle since I was born. You know, I was born in Edinburgh at Elsie Ingalls Memorial Hospital and lived in the suburbs for most of my first 11 years. And I saw the castle all the time, you know, up on the crags.
Yeah.
Beautiful, majestic.
But you never got to be a tourist in your own town, sort of.
No, I never went in the thing.
Yeah. Funny how that is.
So here I was with you, and I get to go in, and we actually had, you know, we were met by a guide who showed us, you know, all the places within it. The two gents at the beginning, you know, at the entryway, Robert the Bruce and William Wallace, greet you as you enter Edinburgh Castle. Statues on either side. And it was quite amazing to actually be inside the thing.
Yeah.
What stood out to you?
The thing that stood out to me the most was St. Margaret's Chapel. It was gorgeous. Just this tiny, old. I mean, you could tell by the masonry that they used that it was really old. I think it was the very first building there, right?
Yeah, it's the oldest surviving building in the castle.
Okay, so
a gift from a son to a mother.
Oh, just gorgeous. But there is stained glass in there that is just beautiful. And just there's this almost haunting spiritualness that happens when you walk in there. It's just incredible. It's definitely a must experience for when you visit Edinburgh.
Yeah. Over 900 years later, and thanks to the efforts of Historic Scotland and the St. Margaret's Chapel Guild, fresh flowers still regularly adorn the chapel, and it's still used for its original function today. Still a chapel. Still a place where you can go and pray and get away from the busyness of the city in the day. Beautiful, beautiful little spot.
Yeah, just a little sanctuary for you to enjoy.
Yeah, and the castle obviously houses, you know, Scotland's honours, you know,
right.
the crown and the crown jewels and the sceptre. And it's also got a very interesting war memorial to those who died in the Great Wars. And that was pretty special too. It was great to actually be in the thing for the first time. And of course, it sits atop a volcanic crag overlooking this beautiful gardens and park called Princess Street Gardens. And on a sunny day, that's one of the most beautiful spots in the city.
Absolutely. I fully agree.
Well, we went to several other spots, didn't we, Amy? Over 2 weeks, we got to visit St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, which is the High Kirk of Edinburgh, where my parents actually got married in 1977.
Yeah. And one of my favorite spots or times was when we took the train and visited Stirling Castle. Absolutely amazing place for beauty and just the history there.
Mm-hmm. We also got to go south to the borders, north, St. Andrews, the Isle of Arran, the Isle of Skye, Inverness. We got to see quite a bit of Scotland, and maybe on another episode we can chat about more of those highlights, but we just thought we'd share a few of them with you, just our recollections of those moments.
Yes.
Obviously, historic environment, Scotland has done an amazing job of preserving these places and allowing visitors to still go to them for a nominal price. So any visit to Scotland won't be complete without seeing these castles, these abbeys, just these historic environments that you can really feel the heart and soul of the land when you're visiting.
Just incredible.
Well, that's it for this tea and a blether. You can enjoy more episodes of the show at simplyscottish.com or via your favorite podcasting app. Simply Scottish is available virtually anywhere nowadays. Apple's podcasts app, of course, iHeartMedia, Spotify, Google Play, TuneIn app, Stitcher, you name it.
Wow.
Wherever you listen to your podcasts, you should find Simply Scottish. And if you do enjoy the content, help me reach new listeners by giving the show a favorable rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. We appreciate your help with that. We'll close with a nice song from Hannah Rarity, one of Scotland's foremost young singers and winner of BBC Radio Scotland's Young Traditional Musician of the Year in 2018. The song is called Wander Through This Land. And that's what we're doing, aren't we, honey?
We really are.
Thank you for joining me today.
You're very welcome. I've had a fun time blethering with you and drinking tea.
Yeah, in case you don't know, listeners, blether is a Scottish word. It comes from the Scots language, and it means to chat. It means to talk. It means to be in communion with someone, communicating and interacting. So
sometimes not talking about anything, just blethering kind of is nonsense sometimes.
Yeah, it can be that. You know, it can be small talk, you know, and that's why we called it that. So thank you, honey, for joining me. And
well, I hope to join you again. This is fun.
It is fun. I've had my dad on the show. Obviously, I used to do it as a radio show, and he would be on every week sharing his traditions and his experience of Scotland. So listeners, longtime listeners, have heard my dad. You'll also have heard my mother. I've had her on the show quite a few times. And as a podcast, she talked about making her famous Scottish shortbread. So it's really nice to have you. Yeah. I've even had my daughter, Caledonia, our daughter, when she was 3, and I'm thinking of having her on again. because she
really wants to come on, so maybe she'll blether with you next time.
She's learning to play the fiddle, so maybe we can have her treat us with a tune. Anyway, thank you, listeners, for joining us. I've enjoyed this cup of tea and a chance to blether. And that's it for Simply Scottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Gazing out on blue, these oceans are new to me today.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, seeking Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
Through this land together. Mark my steps upon the shore, give me more to see and feel while I'm awake. Darkness awaits, no concern for time or place finds me here. But you'll take my hand, we'll through this land together. But you'll take my hand, we'll wander through this land together. Help me make believe, stay here, we don't ever have to go. Can't deny, no matter how I try, but you'll take sun together. Make no plans, we can work it out along the way. If you take my hand, we'll wander through this land together. You'll take my hand, we'll wander through this land.